Welcome back, Sub-Zero Sports, Season 4, Episode 6. Today, we're talking NFL Conference Championships. Let's get it. And we're back.
We're back.
Another one.
Got two more to go in the NFL.
I know.
Well, maybe three.
Oh, three recap if you count Super Bowl. Episodes of this.
Yeah, of NFL. Oh, okay. So we got conference championship, then we'll do a preview Super Bowl.
Okay.
And then I imagine we'll recap Super Bowl.
Right.
So we got three more football for this season. Not this year, because we'll obviously start back in August, but...
Right.
It's coming to an end. It's coming to
only,
an end.
Only... So you said three episodes?
Right. So
and then
including
three,
this one.
Only three games total as well. Like left to actually watch.
Yep. And the Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl games. That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I'd rather watch what they're doing now, though, than what they were doing with the Pro Bowl.
See, but what I'm saying is that. I would rather not watch any of that.
If you had to choose.
If I had to choose.
The skills challenges or the Pro Bowl?
The skills challenges.
Where they play touch.
But it's both awful. Even the skills challenges, I'm kind of like, why don't we just honor the players by saying, you made the Pro Bowl?
Are they going to do that thing they used to do where they had like the quarterbacks and see who can throw it the furthest?
I don't know.
That was a fun one.
Did you see that? I guess it's been going viral lately because I saw that too. It's like, it was like an old video when they did that.
Yeah.
And have you seen the ones where they used to race?
Yeah.
Those were awesome.
Yeah.
I'd watch that all day. NFL players racing against each other. Let me get Tyreek Hill and DK Metcalf.
What if they changed the Pro Bowl to like an MLB system? Like, just take a break. Everyone gets a week or two weeks off.
Oh, you mean like mid-season All-Star game? Mid-season.
And then people would actually try. And maybe like the winner, you know, I don't know how to do it, but winner gets a home team for the Super Bowl or something like that. Like AFC versus NFC.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. If you put something at stake,
yeah,
then they would actually play.
And plus get a bonus or something like that. Like everyone gets $500,000 for winning team or something like that. They'd probably make it better.
You know, NBA even is trying to make it better year by year. But I think they're just failing.
They just keep changing it every year.
Yeah, but they're failing. Stick with
something.
Now we have an in-season tournament.
Yep.
What are we doing?
I liked it the year when it was to the third quarter, and then it was I think it was like the Kobe thing. They had to score 24 more points.
Yeah.
That was an actual competitive game.
Right.
It was like winning team. I think the money went to charity or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's not good. I mean, I feel like most of them aren't. I don't even watch the MLB's probably the best, but just like the Home Run Derby. Like, I'd rather watch the Home Run Derby than the actual All-Star game
itself.
Yeah,
but the Home Run Derby's not even as good as it used to be.
No.
It used to be, like, the thing. Like people.
I wonder if that also just comes with age. Like,
what do you mean? Like, they've just like been doing it for so many years?
I was saying when we were 13, Home Run Derby was awesome to watch. Like, players
we looked
up to. Oh, you're
saying because we're older?
Yeah.
I thought you meant maybe, which this could be true too, like, if it's just that it's been happening for so many years in a row now. Like, are people just used to it?
I mean, that too, but I feel like it's got to do with we just don't care about these All-Star games, rather see real games.
So you think 13-year-olds
now
are still loving the Derby?
Maybe.
I think today's 13-year-olds might not even love baseball.
Yeah, that's a joke.
So, that's a whole nother discussion, though.
Fun to play.
Baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, super fun to play.
Would you rather watch?
It's not as fun to watch. I love baseball. Big baseball guy. When Clemson starts in February, I'll probably watch every game.
Would you rather watch the Players' Championship fourth round or an MLB game?
In person or just TV?
Both.
Fourth round, probably the players.
What about first round?
We're just talking about a regular
that's what I was going to do.
Regular season MLB game?
Okay, so we'll do first round players versus a regular MLB game.
First round players.
Okay, fourth round players versus MLB divisional round playoffs.
And I'm there?
You're there for both.
First round of the players. Maybe fourth round of the players. I don't know. I'm torn on the fourth one. I think it's a no doubt. I don't care that much about being at a regular season MLB game. There's 162 of them. I'd rather watch the first round of the players. But I'm torn because I've been to an MLB playoff game and it was like, it was electric. It's way different.
Yeah. Okay. Now what about World Series game versus fourth round at the Masters?
See, this is tough because I've been to a World Series game.
Yeah, so you already experienced that. So, but try to think of it as if you've never been to either.
It's hard to even get to go to the Masters. You have enough money.
Okay, well, let's say fourth round of the U.S. Open then, because that's more accessible.
I'll say World Series for that. If it's Masters, I would choose Augusta.
Yeah. That's just more prestigious.
See, but I would say I'm different than most people. I would say most people would choose the baseball option.
I could have swore this was an NFL pod.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of like this better right now. You know, the hypotheticals. I mean, because I would say every person's going to be different, obviously. But like right now, for example, the Australian Open is going on in tennis.
Yeah. But you'd rather be at Wimbledon. Obviously, better than Australian
Open. I would much rather be at Wimbledon to watch the championship, let's say, than a World Series game with Atlanta in it.
That'd be cool.
I'd much rather be at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
But we're talking about like experiences also.
I was just thinking before the pod, I was like, man, getting down these last couple games, like these pods are about to be quick. So we only got two games to talk about.
Right. You should have known that wouldn't be true.
Found a way to already be 7 minutes in here.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we do.
Unfortunately.
This is a weekly thing.
Yeah.
We sit down, we say, probably won't be as long.
We want feedback from y'all. Would y'all rather us just talk about random shit like this or actually talk sports?
I mean, still sports.
I've had multiple comments say that
they
love the beginning because we always talk about something stupid.
Yeah, it's just honestly, and the best part is that, which people can tell more now that we're live.
Yeah.
But none of it's ever planned.
No, not one of our episodes.
No.
We used to always try to be like, all right, we're going to do this for 10 minutes.
Like a script
and this
or something. Not even a script. Just like, we're going to talk about the Chiefs Ravens, and then we're going to talk about yada. You know, we used to do that, but
we still have our notes in case we like can't remember, but we always remember.
Yeah, always remember. Sometimes I jot down things like, well, I'll roll through them today. I want to do like a Q&A section with you.
Yeah,
kind of. You know what I'm saying? Let's do that. Why don't we do?
We're just kind of pros at this now.
Yeah,
and I mean like ESPN. Where you at? Waiting on my job offer.
I don't even know if I'd accept.
Yeah, probably not them.
It's not high enough.
What about Pat McAfee comes to you? Hey, I need you to start doing a segment on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I mean, let's be honest. I would do it for ESPN as well.
Yeah, for sure.
But
I'd rather do Pat McAfee, even though he's like affiliated with ESPN. But
although I don't think he's gonna be much longer. I don't know. They don't seem to like the way he talks. Which I don't. I mean, for ESPN, he's a little hardcore. I enjoy it. All right. How about this?
Yeah. Let's hear.
I'm going to go through the four divisional games from this past week.
So we had the Packers, Niners,
mm-hmm.
Lions, Bucks.
Yep.
Ravens, Texans.
Yep.
Bills, Chiefs.
Yep. I'm going to name a game.
Okay.
You're going to tell me your biggest takeaway from each game. Whether it's from the winning team, the losing team, the game itself, the future of the franchise, whatever. Just boom. Just your takeaway from the game.
I'll give you one word.
One word?
One word.
That's tough.
I already got
it's
all
gonna
four.
Limit you. All four?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go we'll go in order. We'll go Ravens, Texans.
Dominant.
Okay. It was 34-10. It's a good answer. Let's go Packers, Niners.
Scared,
yeah. For the Niners.
Yes. This is all my one words are for the winning teams.
Okay.
Heading into the conference championship weekend.
I get that. Look at that. But not a reflection of your predictions moving forward. Just a reflection of the previous game's result.
Yes. Hold up. I got to think for one of the Chiefs. Because my answer was going to be for the Bills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I'm doing the winners.
I think there's more headlines coming out of that game for Buffalo than there is Kansas City.
Okay, I got it.
Got it? All right. That's last. We're going to order. We'll go Lions-Bucks.
Hyped,
for sure.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yep. That place was electric.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
we were a Packers field goal away from possibly having Detroit versus the Packers back in Detroit.
That would have been wild.
Yeah.
Chiefs, Bills.
Lucky.
I don't like that one.
Lucky. Ooh. Lucky in the way that it just seems the Chiefs are becoming the Patriots, their dynasty, where
yeah.
something just always happens to where it goes their way. Bills missed field goal.
Yeah, but the Chiefs fumbled at the 1 yard line.
They did.
That was
huge.
But
it's just like stuff just happens for them to find a way to win.
Yeah, I don't know. When that game ended, I thought, when the game started, I said Buffalo's better.
Yeah.
When the game ended, I thought Kansas City was better.
They played better.
I thought
the
they just
half.
Outplayed them.
In the second half?
Yeah. I mean, you could argue the whole game.
It was
even
a good
the first
game.
Half.
It was a good game.
I know they were trailing at halftime, but it was back and forth. That is exactly what you expect from those two, though. I mean, that's just back and forth.
I think this is the comparison I make here. The Bills are Colby Covington. The Chiefs are Kamaru Usman.
Okay.
If the Chiefs did not exist, the Bills would have either already won or at least been in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Without a fact or without a doubt.
Yeah.
It's just the Chiefs are the
Bills'
kryptonite.
Because they've been knocked out by Kansas City every time but once, right? The other time it was Cincinnati in the snow game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Joey B took him out.
Just the Chiefs.
People forgetting about Joey B right now.
He'll be back.
He'll be back with the vengeance.
Yep.
He'll get a Super Bowl before
Josh
Allen.
That team was still, 9-8?
Mm-hmm.
Without
I'll say that.
Joe Burrow half the year. Jamar Chase was banged up. T. Higgins was banged up.
Yep.
They'll be back.
I don't even know if that's a bold take at this point.
It's not.
But I'll say Joe Burrow gets a ring before Josh Allen.
Hmm.
That's what I meant. That was my bold take. Not that Cincy will be back.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's bold.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
He already made it to a Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you could even call it bold, but
I would say most people agree with that.
You think so?
But that's pretty 50-50.
Before the Chiefs-Bills game, I bet most people would not have agreed with that.
No, because
and now
the Bills
one
were
game,
favored.
Now, yeah, and now one game where they lose to the same team they always lose to, people would probably agree with that.
I know one thing. Everyone in the country, except for people that live in Pennsylvania and Kansas, are cheering for the Ravens.
Obviously, Kansas. Well, Missouri.
Yeah.
Kansas City,
Midwest.
Missouri. Yeah, those states that are Chiefs fans, yes.
Yep.
Why Pennsylvania?
Steelers fans.
Okay, yeah.
Don't
just
want the
rivalry.
Ravens win.
Rivalry, yeah.
Everyone's tired of seeing the Chiefs win. And the same thing with the Lions. Everyone in the country wants the Lions to win, except for Green Bay fans, probably. And
yeah, maybe division rivals. Yeah, and obviously Niners fans. Yeah. I don't know. To be honest with you, I'm pulling for Detroit for sure.
Nope.
But I like Purdy.
I don't have anything against the Niners.
I like McCaffrey a lot, obviously. I love Kittle. I like the Niners.
It's just a Cinderella story.
If they win, I won't really care. I'm expecting them to win.
What are they, 6.5-point favorites?
Seven. It's moved to seven.
Moved to seven. And Debo's uncertain.
He's
play.
Questionable. Yeah.
They say he's going to play, but he's pretty banged up is what I heard.
Yeah, and I mean, he tried to play this past week and played three plays.
Mm-hmm.
And then
their
on the
offense
other side,
does not click as nearly as well when he's not on the field.
No, he's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he doesn't have the ball.
Yeah.
Because they just use him in
just
so many different ways.
Him.
Yeah. But on the other side, though, I don't know. For some reason, I'll actually tell you what it is. And most people probably don't even know who this is, but Jack Settleman. Giant Ravens fan.
Yeah.
Just talking so much junk right now.
To the Chiefs?
No, just in general that the Ravens, he called it all along, would be in the Super Bowl. Just like everything he posted about is Ravens, 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 Ravens.
Imagine that. Like, you know your team's good. We're going to the Super Bowl this year. Like, if the Panthers were coming off a 12-5 year, I'd be a Super Bowl year.
Yeah.
You're going to say that. You're a fan of them. That's not a bold take.
I didn't say it was a bold take.
I know you didn't, but he's probably saying it is.
I
told everyone Ravens going to the Super Bowl this year. Shut up.
Well, he's always talking junk. And
shut
up. Like, so for example, they played the Texans, and he's big on Snapchat or whatever. So some people messaged him, I guess, and said nice pick or whatever. Texans going to upset Baltimore.
No.
And then after the game, they beat the freaking Texans, and he went back and found those comments, and was I thought Houston was going to win. I'm like, bro. What do? You pick on a few people that made
an
underdog pick that probably are Texans fans or something?
Yeah, when they were, 10-point dogs, something like 9-point dogs?
And they barely even made the freaking playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Get
so, I'm
here.
Not going to lie. I'm not going to say I'm pulling for the Chiefs because as much as like that stuff annoys me, so did the Patty Mahomes like complaining against the Bills regular season.
Yep.
Annoyed me. The Taylor Swift stuff annoys me. Not that that's anyone's fault. It just kind of annoys me.
At least Jason Kelce kind of...
He made it way better.
Took some of that away.
He made it way better.
Way better.
I mean, thoroughly enjoyed that.
That was fun.
All the videos on social media, him picking up that little girl.
He had to
letting
be cold.
Her meet Taylor Swift, shirtless, chugging beers with fans. You know the one thing, by the way, completely random also, that I noticed?
What?
When those videos, the first thing that popped in my head?
The beer he was drinking?
It's about the beer he's drinking.
Yeah, what about it?
That it was like a regular size can.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was in the hand of a Hulk.
You ever had that beer?
What was that beer?
It's like a Buffalo beer.
Not Canadian. Yeah, what's it called?
I don't know. It starts with a B.
Yeah, it does.
Blue something.
Yeah. I've never had it, though.
I've had one before.
Is it good?
Straight. Just like a light beer. Yeah.
But anyway, completely irrelevant, but he made it better. But as much as all that stuff annoys me about the Chiefs, I don't know. There's some annoying stuff about the Ravens as well.
I'm cheering for the Ravens.
I just kind of want to see them both be great games because I don't have a dog in these fights, really.
I mean, obviously, if anyone's going to be a great game, you would think it's going to be Ravens-Chiefs. Chiefs have been there. They've somehow found a way to win, like we said, kind of being like that Pats dynasty. But I'm ready to see Lamar break through, kind of get that I'm not getting the playoffs talk over with, make it to the Super Bowl. They got a dominant defense. Chiefs got a dominant defense, so I think that should be a good game. Hopefully Niners-Lions is, but you could think Niners could run away with it.
All right, how about this? I'm going to give you a few takeaways from the divisional round. You tell me true, false, overreaction, not an overreaction, whatever.
All right.
Lamar Jackson debunked his playoff whatever.
I mean, getting through the divisional round, yes, but you beat the Texans. If he can beat the Chiefs, true. So I'll say partially true, not fully true.
Okay.
One more game away.
If you were the Bucs head coach, you would have also let the clock run out.
I mean, if you do take a timeout, you have, what, a 0.1% chance of winning still? Like, what, do they have to miss a field goal or blocked and returned or something?
They probably wouldn't have kicked the field goal because it was like 54 yards.
So how much time would have been left?
They probably would have punted, let's say pinned them inside the 15.
And how much time would have been left?
29 seconds.
That's a crucial mistake then. But you still would have had to get a touchdown.
Because they had one timeout. The Lions made a mistake themselves and took the last knee with 15 seconds on the play clock, assuming that Tampa would not burn that timeout, which they didn't, so it didn't matter.
Yeah.
But if they would have, they could have burned the timeout with 39 seconds left.
Yep.
And it would have been fourth down. Everyone said Lions would have punt from that distance. I mean, yeah, Lions would have punt from that distance. So Bucks would have, let's just said, had 29 seconds.
So what was the original question?
If you were the head coach of the Bucks, you would have let the clock run out.
I mean, I probably would have taken a timeout.
Todd Bowles came out and said, game was over. Why are we prolonging the inevitable?
If there would have been 30 seconds left, you take the timeout. If there had been 2 seconds left and you're hoping for a 90-yard Hail Mary, let the clock run out.
Yeah, yeah. As if I was a Bucks fan, I would have been like, you never know what could happen.
Yeah, but more than likely, game's over.
More than likely, but as a fan,
yep.
I'd like to see my head coach try whatever he can.
All right.
Jordan Love is for real.
From what we've seen, yes.
True. It's true.
Just based off what I've seen. I mean, he could easily
first year's
not
a
be
starter.
Good next year. Yeah. He, what, sat for 4 years, exactly like Rodgers did. Like, I think I saw this thing. It's like, if you look at his stats, look at win-loss records, like, it's almost identical to what Aaron Rodgers did his first year. And the way he was slinging the ball against the Cowboys and the Niners, you got to think only positive things about the guy.
Right.
So I'd say true. Especially, I mean, they don't have that many weapons at receiver.
No, but
as far as big names,
it's such a young team, though.
Yeah, I mean,
like Jaden Reed's rookie,
and Aaron Jones, the way he played at the end of the year,
if
opened
he can
up that passing
healthy.
Game.
If that guy can stay healthy, he's a top 7 running back in the league, in my opinion.
Probably.
All right. How about this one? We kind of did one from each game so far, so we'll go. Josh Allen is only a regular season quarterback.
No.
False there.
It's just the Chiefs are the kryptonite.
Even though he's lost a game to the Bengals as well.
Yeah, I mean, you got tough matchups.
I mean, we're
AFC
talking about
tough.
He's in a 6-year career now, 6-7 years, and he's made one AFC championship.
Mm-hmm.
Was that against the Chiefs? Lost every other time in the divisional round.
Every single time they lose, though, it's typically to the team that makes it to the Super Bowl. He just can't get over that hump.
Yeah.
It's not like he's losing against bad teams. It's not like the Ravens when they lost to the Titans and were 7-point favorites, or if the Niners would have lost to the Packers, or Dallas losing to the Packers. Like,
yeah, I agree.
They were favored, but only by 2.5 points. Like, so much to pick them. I don't think he's choking it by any means. I think he's just getting beat by better teams.
Okay. Yeah. All right. How about this? I sent you something on Instagram earlier today, I think. And it was ESPN's, I believe, or maybe it was Bleacher Report. Let me pull it up. It was a ranking, though, of the top 10, whatever it was, QBs under 25 years old. Top 8 is what it was. All right, so just real quick, we'll run through them top to bottom. Bleacher Report is what it was. Had Justin Fields at 8, Tua at 7, Trevor Lawrence at 6, Justin Herbert at 5, Jordan Love at 4, Brock Purdy at 3, CJ Stroud at 2, Jalen Hurts at 1.
Yeah, I'm very surprised Jalen Hurts is at 1 on that.
I'm not going to lie, and I said this when I sent it. I think this is one of the worst lists, and I respect Bleacher Report. I like them.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the worst lists of any rankings, whatever you want to call it, I've seen in a while.
Yep.
Top to bottom, this is a terrible list.
Yep.
Terrible list. I'm sure there's other names, but I would think, you know, like Allen Mahomes, Burrow, no longer under this age, you know, to be on this list. So I'd like to hear your top five, assuming it's out of these 8 guys.
I would put Herbert at 1.
Okay. They had him at 5.
Yep.
As we recap, you know, just for insight here.
From what I've seen, like Hurts, the thing with Hurts, though, it's just like it was just such a rough ending to the year. Plus, I think he was a little banged up, too.
He was. So were some of his weapons.
Yep.
That was a banged up football team. They collapsed. Downright collapsed.
Herbert at 1. Let me see the entire list again.
So you got Stroud at 2. Or Hurts was at 1. Stroud at 2. Purdy at 3. Love at 4. Herbert 5.
Purdy to me is 7.
Purdy is 7?
Yeah. Okay. Keep Fields at 8.
Keep Fields at 8. Lawrence is 6. Tua was 7. Fields was 8.
Probably go Tua 6. Lawrence 5. Stroud 4. Who am I missing here?
You're missing Love. Hurts at 3 and 2 would be the 2
Love,
spots left.
Love 3, Hurts 2.
Okay. Seems like some recency bias.
With
Love.
Just the way I saw him throw the ball at the end of the year.
You had Stroud at 4?
Yep.
Okay. Trevor's at 5?
Yeah, he's bad end to the year for him.
He's playing as good as he should be.
Forcing the ball. He's super talented as a passer, but he's just not producing results. So.
You had Stroud at 2? Is that what you said? I mean, you had Hurts at 2?
Mm-hmm.
And you had Love at 3?
Yes.
Herbert at 1. Okay.
We've already talked about it. I have Purdy at 7 because you put any of those other quarterbacks on the Niners, and they're balling out.
Yeah, you're not a Purdy guy.
I mean, he's a good quarterback. He does what he's supposed to do, but...
But hey, let's call a spade a spade.
Game manager.
You're not a Purdy guy.
Game manager.
Okay. If he wins the Super Bowl this year, you still feel the same way?
No.
Okay. Game-winning drive against Green Bay last week?
What about the rest of the game?
He played well.
He didn't play that good.
He played pretty well.
No.
Any turnovers?
He's not good.
All right, I'm just wondering.
No, he is
I'm just
good.
Wondering. I'm just wondering what would put
you
him
gave
over
me the
that
list.
Game manager.
What's your list?
Okay.
Where's Purdy at for you?
So I'd go. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to be down there.
Where's
on the
Purdy
list.
At?
Okay. All right. I go Herbert at 1.
Okay.
Now this is where I rank him. This is where I rank him right now.
Yeah.
This might not be where I rank them
in a couple weeks.
Right. Okay. Even a few weeks could change things. A
couple of these guys are still playing.
Well, one of them.
Only one.
And you know who it is. All right. So I'd go Herbert at 1. I'd go Lawrence at 2.
I feel like that's a little biased.
I think there was a lot of things going against that guy in Jacksonville this year. The O-line is so bad. He was so banged up the last, like, 5 weeks of the season. They just kept playing him. He just kept getting hurt over and over. I think the defense is not cutting it right now. And his receivers were supposed to be, like, very highly upgraded this year. Kirk was good when he played, injured down the stretch. Ridley really didn't turn out and put out the season he was supposed to. You know, Etienne's a good back, whatever. So I'm going to go Lawrence at two.
Okay.
I think if you put Trevor Lawrence right now on that 49ers team, they're a heavy Super Bowl favorite.
Yep.
This is tough.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
It is tough. I'll go... I'm just trying to think if I put certain guys on certain teams, how would they do? I think Tua would be better than Hurts. Give me Tua at three.
Really?
Yeah. Give me Tua at three. Everyone hates on Tua for some reason. He just led the league in passing yards.
I just think he's in like the perfect system in maybe, Miami.
But we're saying that about Purdy, and Hurts is in a really great system, a really great organization. Yep. That's some of the reasons I'm ranking Trevor above some of these other guys. Because I think if you put Trevor in Philly, Trevor in San Fran, Trevor in Miami, he'd kill it. If he had an O-line.
Playing a lot of what-ifs here.
We are. So I'll go Herbert, Lawrence, Tua. Then I'll go... I like Fields down there at eight still, for sure. Give me C.J. Stroud at four.
Okay.
Give me Jordan Love at five.
You got that boy low.
Give me Jalen Hurts at six and Purdy at seven.
Jalen Hurts at six. Heard it here first.
Not that
heard
impressed.
Heard it here first.
I think the kid is a winner. But I also don't.
I'm not using the end of the season too much against him.
Okay.
Well, I know
just
it was
used
bad.
It against Trevor.
I used but what I've seen the entire year.
Really they were 8-3.
He's really bad at forcing the ball.
So he is. But what about?
He's so confident in his arm that he still makes some dumb mistakes he shouldn't make.
What about 8-3, and then a collapse versus 10-1, and then a collapse?
They're both bad.
They're both bad.
Both bad.
Okay. Just wondering. Y'all can drop it in the comments. Let us know your list of those eight. Let us know if we left out anybody. I don't think we would have left out anybody. Under 25.
I'd imagine they had them all on.
That's what I'm thinking. That's why there was only eight, I'm assuming.
Lamar's over 25.
I would think so. I haven't confirmed it, but. All right, how about this? On to the conference championships, money line picks, and just thoughts for the game. What will determine who's your winner, and then what will determine the winner? We'll start with AFC.
It's going to be a defensive game. I mean, they both got really, really good defenses. How well can Baltimore actually stop the Chiefs in their offense? I mean, yeah. I know they weren't the best during the regular season, but when it comes to playoff time, they just find a way to get the job done.
Yeah, all of a sudden, they're just like the Chiefs again.
Yeah.
And now their defense is great.
Yep. So, I think it's going to be a big matchup if Patrick Mahomes is able to score at will. I don't think Lamar could keep up with that, but I don't think he will. Ravens defense is very good. And then see how Lamar does. He's not going to do any 300 yards passing. He might run for 100 yards, might throw for 200. But be efficient. Don't turn the ball over. If he doesn't turn the ball over and is efficient like he should be, Ravens are going to win the game.
Yeah, Baltimore's -3.5, over-under right now of 44.5. Chiefs are +160 on the money dog line. Money dog line? Money line is a dog.
Yep.
Baltimore 63.6% chance to win by matchup predictor. Chiefs at 36.4.
Ravens money line is right there on it. If I could get it at 2.5, I'd take Ravens. At 3.5, probably give me Chiefs.
Okay. I feel the opposite.
You think the Chiefs are going to win?
I think Chiefs +3.5 is a hammer lock, and I think I'll probably play Chiefs money line as well.
I mean, they're like the Pats dynasty. Find a way to win.
It's just one of those things where you were kind of talking about it before. Is until I see them consistently get beat, or really get beat at all in the AFC, I got no reason to pick against them.
I know the Chiefs' defense is good, but it feels like the Ravens' defense is kind of on another level.
Yeah.
And I could see like a pick six in this game.
I just don't, from Mahomes pick six?
Yeah, or like a scoop and score. I see something like that happening.
It's hard to pick against that 15 guy in January.
No doubt. But it's in Baltimore. I know they just won in Buffalo, but they beat Buffalo. They know how to beat Buffalo. I don't know if we've seen this matchup in the playoffs because the Ravens are typically out before it.
Yeah, I don't think we have.
So I like Baltimore to finally get over the hump here. Not that it's against the Chiefs, but just getting to
in general,
back to
the
Super
Bowl.
First time since 2012.
Chiefs
13.
In Mahomes' 6 seasons in the league, he's made the AFC Championship 6 straight seasons now.
That's insane.
Yep. He's lost, 1 Super Bowl, 1-2. Lost, 2 AFC Championships to the Pats and 1 to the Bengals?
He lost 1 to the Pats.
1 to the Pats for sure. 1 to the Bengals. Oh, this is the 6th. That's right. Yeah. So 1 to the Pats, 1 to the Bengals, and then... 1-3 of them.
Yep.
1 Super Bowl loss.
Yep.
Pretty dang good.
Pretty solid. He's been blessed.
Like he knows how to win in these moments.
Yeah.
So, I'm a good Chiefs.
Always had Tyreek. Always had Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Defense has always been solid. It's better this year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hey, last week, by the way, I took the over in all 4 games.
Did all 4 hit?
3 out of the 4 hit.
What didn't hit?
We didn't hit
Niners,
on
Packers?
Niners-Packers. It was like 50.5.
So it was barely missed.
Missed it by like 6 points. But anyway, with that being said, over-under this week in this game is 40. Opened at 46.5. Right now it's down to 44.5. I'm going back on the over.
On over again?
I'm going back on the over. Good defenses, but I felt that way about the Buffalo Chiefs game. And I feel like in these playoff games...
offenses find a way to score.
Yeah, these star quarterbacks are going to do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think this could be another very back-and-forth game,
another
just like the one in Buffalo
game.
Was. Yeah, that Buffalo game was really fun to watch.
That was a good game.
I think this could be – we could see that happen again. So, in those weaning, you know, last fourth-quarter moments, who's going to win this game? It could go up anywhere right now. I'm going to go with Patty Mahomes, and I'm going to go with the over.
I think a big thing for that game as well is Pacheco was kind of able to run the ball. Not at
first,
a good
game.
But in the second half,
he
did.
I think he ended up 15 carries for 97 yards.
Yep. But in like the first half, they weren't running for anything because there was a stat on James Cook versus Pacheco.
Yeah.
And it was like 60 yards to 8.
Right.
But if they're able to run the ball, then I think Chiefs can win it. If they're not, which I'm kind of taking Baltimore's going to stop the run. If they do, I think it's going to be a tough day to just try to pass 24-7.
I think they have to stop the run.
Yeah.
Or
they're done for.
Yeah, they're going to lose.
Because whenever that Chiefs offense is very well balanced, they're unstoppable.
See, the thing about Baltimore is, too, everyone's always called them a run-first offense, but I don't know if they are anymore.
It's like a triple-option pass offense.
Right, because they don't have the best running backs right now.
Nope.
They did sign Dalvin Cook, who made, 2 or 3 good runs late in that game.
Yep.
Now, it was already out of – it was over already,
That's
but he ran well.
Hoping Buffalo would win so it could be Dalvin versus James.
Yeah, that would have been really
pretty cool.
That would have been really cool. But I mean, now they have Mark Andrews is expected to be back, by the way. That's a huge boost.
Likely's been good for them, though.
Likely's been great, but he's not Mark Andrews. There's a gap there.
Yeah.
And Zay Flowers, it was a very good draft pick.
Still
he's
got
been very
Bateman,
good.
Got OBJ.
Bateman, playoff Odell, playoff OBJ. He makes
plays.
Well, so
been there, done that. He knows how to find the spots.
Hey, and Bateman made 3 or 4 off the top of my head really good catches in important moments last week.
They kind of have, like, I guess it doesn't look great on paper, but they got solid receivers.
Yeah.
Especially with Andrews in there.
Yeah.
Even Likely. Like, Likely is a very good tight end.
And you know what? When it comes to these types of games and these types of moments, special teams is a big thing. Ask Buffalo.
I would say
Justin Tucker is the guy you want kicking the football, and probably Devin Duvernay is the guy you want returning kicks.
Chiefs kicker's pretty good, too.
He's very good.
He's not Justin Tucker.
But he's very good.
He's a close second.
I agree. Probably a close second.
Going back to Likely versus Andrews, Andrews is better overall tight end, but I think Likely can take the top off you a little more.
Probably.
Got a little better
Mark
speed.
Andrews is more of a
he's
Kelce
all
type
around,
tight end.
Yeah, but all around, like, he's going to be a good blocker for you, too. I doubt Likely is that great of a blocker compared to Andrews.
Mark Andrews is one of those tight ends kind of like Kittle, Andrews, and Gronk. Kelce and Gronk, that they're not that fast. They're not going to run by you. But they're a difficult matchup, and they're going to get open.
Mm-hmm.
And they catch the football.
And sure-handed.
Yeah. All right. So, NFC. We got Lions. We got Niners. I'll tell you what. 7 feels like a lot.
It does. I'm hammering the seven here.
Hammering the seven.
And I'm going very biased. Give me Lions money line.
Ooh.
I didn't like how the Niners looked.
I don't know that that's that biased. I mean, I know the line. I know the money line situation here. Lions are plus 260 dogs.
I know.
Niners minus 320.
If they don't have Debo, that's huge.
That is huge.
And even if they do have him, is he 100%?
Is he effective?
No.
Yeah.
But give me Lions, dude. They've just been looking good. I know most of their games are close, but they're finding ways to win games.
Yeah.
So, going Lions money line.
I'm going to go against you again. I love the plus seven. I love the plus seven. I put it right here. I put my hammers by the plus seven. I put my hammers by the 3.5 on the Chiefs.
Yep.
So, my favorite play of the week is by far Detroit plus seven. No doubt, that's my best bet for the week. I think that is way too many in one of these playoff games. Detroit is going to play well, I think. This will be a close game. I don't hate the money line pick. It just, I got that feeling. You know how sometimes you get that feeling? You just get that feeling about who's supposed to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. We already know. Niners. The script's written.
Yeah. It's
supposed to be Niners Ravens.
They've said that because of the colors and the logo. Yes. You've seen all that?
And you've seen the other thing where it says the color and the logo that's not as much there, like I guess the secondary color, is the winning team.
Oh, really? Who's that in this year's?
The winning team would be the Niners.
The Niners?
It's mostly purple with a little bit of red.
Has that been right the last 2 years as well?
The last 2 years, yep. Because the Chiefs
I know the colors were right.
It was mostly green with a little bit of red. The Chiefs won. The year before that, it was mostly orange with a little bit of yellow. Rams won. So, we have the script. If you don't bet with the script, what are you doing?
And here's the thing. Let's just say this is a script. Let's just say it is. And it hits this year. Yeah, Niners win the Super
Bowl. We are living in the Matrix.
We are.
Sean Strickland.
That's a different thing. But let's just say it hits. Let's say Niners beat Ravens in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
If you're the NFL, surely you switch up the logo next year, right?
Yeah, you can't make it that obvious.
You need to
make it like the colors of the Panthers and the colors of the Colts. I don't know. Make it a dark
blue
and electric blue.
Yeah.
And like these, they're not getting there. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah. It is time for some blue to be in that logo, too. You can easily say the blues do.
You know what's going to come back? It's going to be green next year.
Because?
Just a little bit of green.
A little bit of green?
Like a dark green.
Are you thinking... You're not thinking Philly.
Mm-mm.
You're thinking Green Bay?
Mm-mm.
Jacksonville?
Mm-mm.
Green?
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing a green team?
Yep.
Jets?
J-E-T-S.
Oh, no.
Jets.
No.
Rodgers. He'll be back.
Super Bowl?
With that defense? Garrett Wilson? Breece Hall? I feel like they had...
I don't think I'm there.
If they had Rodgers this year, they're not...
They would have been in the playoffs, probably.
Yes, without a doubt.
But I don't think I'm there.
Bold take.
That's a very bold take.
You're going bold take saying Chiefs going to win or something.
I don't think
I'm saying Jets going to win the Super Bowl next year.
I didn't say it was bold.
Or something you said bold. No, you said... what'd you say about the quarterback?
I said Burrow would get a ring before Allen.
That's right.
And I didn't say it was necessarily bold.
The Jets take is bold. Might be idiotic.
I don't know if I'd put it that far.
On the line there.
If Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback, you have a chance.
And you give him that defense.
If he's healthy.
Give him that defense, yeah. Too.
Good offensive weapons. Good offensive weapons.
Got a good O-line.
All right, over-under in this game, 50.5. Seems like it's on it, doesn't it?
That's over. Lions defense ain't the best. Niners find a way to score.
Yeah.
Lions will put up points as well. Give me 30-27 Lions.
I'm going to go over as well. I'm doing an overs thing here lately.
Like you said, can't bet the under, man.
You can't. It's so not fun. It was very fun to watch those four games. Pull for points the whole time.
Yes.
Big plays the whole time. And then three out of the four hit. You're just happy
for both teams scoring.
Yeah, and then 3 out of the 4 hit.
And then, you bet the under. You're like, don't score. It's just not fun to watch.
It's not fun
at all.
You get
gray hairs all the time.
It's not fun at all.
Don't bet the under.
No.
Ever.
No.
Never.
No. And you know what? Even the players' lines. I bet on Amon-Ra over 74.5. Oh, by the way, it was on sale. His original line was like 92.5.
Really?
Got him on a sale at 74.5. He had 64 yards, 61 yards, whatever. He needed 13 yards for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 62 is what he was. He needed 13 yards on that last drive. Lions had the ball.
No.
They threw a screen pass on the very first play, and he got 15. Finished at 77. I was like, let's go.
Can you
imagine if you go under there?
You see James Cook?
What was his
stat?
Uh-huh.
He was like over-under of, I don't know, 60, 60 and a half. On the rush yards? 60 and a half. And he was at 66 rushing yards. And his last four carries were negative 4, 0, 1, negative 3, and 0. He finished with 60 on the dot.
No.
There's another one I saw. It was with the NBA.
Scripted.
You see this with the NBA? With Franz Wagner with the Magic?
I don't think so. I didn't see it.
His over-under on points was 17 and a half.
Mm.
And he scored 19 with 2 free throws at the end of the game. For some reason, those free throws weren't recorded correctly. And at the end of the game, he was with 17 points. A day later, they corrected it, put it at 19 points. DraftKings didn't pay out on hitting over 17 and a half because it was marked as 17 points, even though it was corrected. Gosh. So if you bet the over 17 and a half, you lost.
If it's corrected, you have to pay out.
They did not.
That is criminal.
I think you should just refund
those bets.
Yeah.
For the over, the under, whether you hit it or you didn't, a day later, you refund that and it's done.
At the least. At the least. You're not going to pay out. Obviously, you want to get paid out. He hit over 17 and a half, got 19. But you refund take the their bet. Money.
Yeah.
Come on. Who? After it was corrected.
And I don't think DraftKings is hurting for money.
No.
I think we got to pay those out.
That's messed up.
Mm, that's bad. All right, so we got our Super Bowl picks. You're going Ravens, Lions.
I'm going Cinderella story.
That doesn't feel right.
It does not.
I'm going Chiefs, Niners.
I don't want to see Chiefs, Niners again.
I don't want to see it either, but it just feels that's what's going to happen.
No, it feels like it's going to be Niners, Ravens, because they're the favorites. And
I don't think so.
That fits the script.
It fits the color script, but we've already had Niners Chiefs when Mahomes got his first Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to see that again.
I don't want to see it. I'm just saying that feels scripted to me as well.
Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't fit the colors.
It doesn't fit the colors, but it fits the narrative of Chiefs, Niners running back the Super Bowl. Who was on the team then versus now? Mahomes beat him the first time. Will he beat him the second?
I'm ready to see if this comes true and the Niners beat the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The most looked up thing day after the Super Bowl is going to be, what's the logo for next year?
Oh, that would 100%. Be 3 straight years. As soon as they release the logo, the colors on it, whatever.
That will be the most bet.
It will be the most, yeah, bet, prop bet, future bet, whatever, of the entire season.
Yep.
The entire season. We're not even close. All right, I'm good here. We good here? What else we got?
That's good with football.
I'm good with football.
Two more to go. Tears coming down.
It's depressing, isn't it?
Well, we will be back at you next week. We'll see who wins the conference championships. So you're going, you said, Chiefs, Niners. I'm going Lions, Ravens.
Yeah, we're opposite.
Exact opposite.
Complete opposite here.
So we'll see what happens. See who's right. Maybe we're both, one of us is right, other's wrong. Maybe it's a little bit of mixture. So we'll see. But we will be back at you next week. Go give us a follow on our social media. The IG Live of this podcast will be on there at Sub-Zero Sports. Go give our website a follow. We throw bets on there. Most of them are locks. Didn't hit good with the UFC last weekend, but we will be back strong. We love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Be back at you next week. Deuces, we out.